going to be great communicating this way. Listen, I just got a letter from Joe today. And he says that an individual, after obtaining the permission of the Indian government through the type of letter you and Bao won, and permission from the Reserve Bank of India, should write those letters. I think Susan White would be best for that, and she'll be the donor. He's going to send me notes for this, and promissory notes with for the publication. So that's the best, the newest news regarding Maranath. I hope this form of communication doesn't inhibit you. And I know my voice sounds a little young, but I'm here all alone with Baba, and I feel we should use science to make things a little more efficient, so we can get things going as smooth as possible, because there's so many things to coordinate. Jai Baba Bao. Much love to you. I miss the tavern. I miss your sweetness and gentleness. Much love from Susan, who's in a while going to begin painting. She just has to integrate some of her own ideas. And I had a good talk with Anne Breen, and I have decided to give her about 12 to 18 months to work on the New Life manuscript and see what her talents are, and then go from there. When, if you can send another copy of the New Life, I'll pass that on to Jeff, and he can do what he can do. All these manuscripts have to be repolished and re-edited and boiled down to its real gold, its real essence, the real wine here, and cut through all the repetition and structure it according to Baba's life, which is essentially what I've wanted to do with Mare Baba manifesting, structure it according to the final declaration of Mare Baba. We've had to change the title of the first chapter to the ancient one from the Avatar, because we felt that the ancient one, those words, have more universality. And since these books are for the world, we must speak a more universal language and break through the limitations of what is familiar in the Baba world, and therefore we'll call the second chapter, instead of his universal work, we'll call it the Avatar's universal work, and that'll be more contemporary with this advent and in history and the cycle of time. We've tried to blend the past with different divine incarnations. With what is, or with who he is today. And in the ancient one, it just seems in our hearts that it has more universality and And also, I've found enough information regarding the Ancient One, the Ancient of Days, the Ancient of the Ancients, to give a good introduction and to eliminate material that actually talks more about his universal work and blend that all into the universal work and simply describe the ancient one and the perfect masters and some structure of the universe and why he keeps coming back again and again. And I think it will blend the past and future together for people, no matter what their religion or their sect or cult, and Mer Baba will be able to touch these people through his manifestation that way, because I see this book as a beginning of the blending of all religions and cults and sects and bring them all together in his name, and that it's the same one. People will see that he's the same one, whether they they worship Muhammad or Jesus or Buddha, Krishna, Ram, and there's so many different sects in all these major religions, from Zen Buddhism to Shintoism, from Sufism, all the different offshoots of Sufism, and perhaps we can reach out to all of them. I mean, that's my goal, to reflect universality and speak and reveal his universal language in silence. And I'm sure we can do it. The editing work, as I've told you, is more than the discovery of the crushing of grapes. And we formed the grapes by having the manuscript somewhat edited and then retyped. And I have a feeling this manuscript will require 3 drafts, so we can crush all the grapes and into the golden wine that he wishes to serve, the wine of light, so that it shines through and through. Because nothing's worse than having a great book and then all of a sudden coming across some dry spots. And we'll try and avoid that as much as possible, so that people are always drinking as they're reading and totally get saturated and satiated and begin the pouring of the wine throughout the world. The 2 people I'm working with are good. They're good technicians. I'm slightly handicapped that their background not really being that familiar with God Speaks and not really having taken in as much as there is to be taken in the discourses and perhaps Listening Humanity handicaps me a little, but I know that I've asked them that before we begin on the Nothing and Everything, that they'll have to reread God Speaks. But at this time, for the manifestation, this doesn't seem to be required, and I just have to make any final decisions that just have to be made. So I see this labor is almost like I'm a pregnant man, and that I have to bear for whatever 9 months the editing, and so in that sense I'm no hurry until I'm completely satisfied, and you're completely satisfied that what we have to say here can live on for 100 years. And perhaps when we go to reprint it, there will be additional material, but we'll try to give as much as we can of our heart and our spirit and soul to this, to the cause of Mirabhava manifesting, and to the reality of him manifesting. So it's not as easy as it seemed. It's a real, it is the path of dust, and all my brain cells have to be activated, and all my heart cells and the true fiber of my spirit and the allow the effulgence to flood me and to allow that effulgence to pour and pour through and ooze with every line drops of wine that bring great relief to men. To men who have suffered and despaired. And to perhaps give some relief to the despair. And as you say, the manifestation is no dream. Consequently, the new humanity and the new world and the new world culture, which I see that this incorporation has to be a forerunner of, and of course the people involved have to be forerunners of that and understand all that. And so in that sense, that's why I've had to try to go with people that I feel are sophisticated enough and have the aesthetic taste that is necessary for all this. Or if not, if I have any fear, it's that we produce a book that it would be Mirabhava's Humiliation instead of Mirabhava's Manifestation and Glorification. And I might as well cut my throat here if I would do such a thing. And naturally, we'll all go to the shore and drown ourselves. And I certainly don't want to claim bankruptcy in 2 years. But that's why I feel that I had to take, and you do too, great caution. And that what we have to say is really what we feel Baba wishes to be said. And in some things it's extremely esoteric. And I'm all for that. I'm for pushing people to come a little more alive and awaken. And naturally observe that some parts of the Baba world or some people have fallen back asleep. So in some sense, shock is good. I don't mean to shock anyone, but I'm certain that you don't either, but whatever therapy it takes to awaken these sleeping people, we'll use and use all that he reveals to us. But as far, it's just great, Pal. It really is great. And I know in time that all will be revealed as he awakens all within me and reveals more and more to you. The last piece on the opposite is just tremendous. And that will make the first chapter. What I've done is try to incorporate and blend in about 100 more divine attributes or states of divine being. So at least we give some idea to the people of 122 at least divine attributes that the circle reflects. Naturally, we can't name personalities, but what you have there is, and what I've done, has brought a great joy, at least to my assistants, because certainly you get some idea of the full universal body and universal work of the avatar when all 122 are named, and I think you'll really be pleased with what's been revealed to me. For the first selection, the ancient one, I'll just describe to you a brief outline that I've had to reconstructure that chapter, because there was more of his universal work in there than actual description of the ancient one or the avatar, or Messiah, Rasul. And what we've done is take all those universal work pieces that we feel and just blend them into the second selection, the avatar's universal work. So the first part of that will be structured according to this. Number one is God and who and what is God and the states of God and how the ancient one comes from the beyond state. And then describe the ancient one according to what has been revealed to me through the ancient teachings, our ancient scriptures, namely the Hebrew Kabbalah, and some things in the Hermetic writings of the great Hermes Trismegistus, and what other previous avatars have revealed about their own nature. Briefly, we'll touch on that because we should describe who the Ancient One is and how man is dependent upon the Ancient One, and try to reveal that whenever he comes, he brings new consciousness, and with that, mankind forms a new civilization and culture. So that was the phone. Well, he brings a new world culture at this time, and a new world civilization. So it's more than the past civilizations or the great civilizations of the, let's say, the Chaldeans or the Babylonians or the Egyptians or Greeks or whatever we can find of Indian culture that Ram and Krishna brought. But just touch on these points because I think it's important to tie Baba into history, just briefly anyway, as far as historical appearances. And then we'll describe the perfect masters. We'll first explain that he was the first soul to realize God, and then he gave realization to the perfect masters. Just touch on that. And then who and what the perfect masters are. And you've written a lot of things on that. And what we'll do is blend all those pieces together into one or two or three selections on the perfect masters. And then we'll touch on the unveiling, as Baba described it, and relate that to the unveiling of himself to humanity. And we can touch upon all the different aspects of Baba. And then this personal advent and what's really, why he came today, what is this, the world situation, the consciousness of most human beings, and how he comes to relieve the despair and give new love, new consciousness to humanity steeped in as you say, the mud of materialism, but also in a hodgepodge of culture, and there seems no relief out of this chaos of culture where the East and West are really blending together, which is producing a lot of chaos and confusion in people. And all that is part of Baba's work, of course. So we can touch on that to lead into the part on, we'd probably call it the world's chaos and his humiliation. We felt that it had to be, we had to call it his humiliation also, because his humiliation is during all this chaos. And when all this rubbish is burned down and settled and cleaned and swept back into the ocean and disappears into the nothingness from which it came, then he begins to become glorified. And another thing that we've decided to do to lead into the glorification, because that is the glorification being when humanity realizes that not only God is, but God alone is. So we're going to try in about at least 90% of all the selections to start with God is. For instance, in the chaos, where God is unfathomable and beyond the comprehension of the human mind. So his ways are unfathomable, and what appears as chaos is really part of divine plan. That's a rough example, but we're going to try and blend all that together. So eventually when people enter the glorification selection, then they'll realize what we mean by God alone is. And not just that God is, but God alone is. And then some relation to past advents, how some people worship Baba as the return of the Maitreya Buddha, or the return of the Messiah, or as Krishna or Ram has come again, or the prophet of God has come again. Just touch on that and what's really unique now and different. And that's mainly the whole global aspect of Nirbhava's work, and not that he's limited himself to a part of the world as Muhammad did with Arabia, or Ram and Krishna did with India, or Buddha did with India. And though all their work spreads far and wide after he's dropped his body, but Baba actually traveled all these different parts of the world. And also tie in the different yet similar forms of suffering, namely what is called the crucified Savior, and how he always suffers in bondage for people, which you've written on, and we'll just blend that all together into a one or two selections so that it all flows together properly. And then what you have written about the circle is really going to make that first part as absolutely original, and then we tie in all these 122 divine attributes, and so beautiful. So beautiful. It's really great. And then all your personal comments, what you've observed with Baba, we'll blend that all in together. Now, what we try to do with these analogies is try to make them real-life situations. And we've saved the original analogies for a children's book. And why we've done that is because after a while it sounds like da-da-da, you know, instead of a real mature attitude towards Nirbhava. And aesthetically it may not be proper here, though at times your analogies are just great and we keep them. It's just certain ones are seem to be meant for children, and you should be happy that we can tie all these together for children. And eventually get a children's book out of this, I'm sure. At least 30 to 40, and then whatever else you come up with. And it'd just be great for the kids. As they're growing up, they can drink wine come to know about Mary Baba's manifestation. And actually, as the adults read these to their kids, they'll understand it more. So we're serving two purposes here, present humanity and future humanity. And then, that's great, Bob. That really is great. So we have a lot of material to give to the kids. And then near the end, well, what you've commented about the circle of knowledge, universal work, the end of the ancient one ties into it leads into the universal work. So that's a brief outline of what we're trying to do. And it's tough. Not tough in the sense of the material is not there. It's just that we realize we have to create a divine order. And so we're going to begin from God and the beyond and then into his universal work in the world situation. But it's definitely, I got an outline right in front of me, and it seems to have what you might say divine harmony. So that's what we're in the process of doing right now. And of course, some things you have to shelve and go back to let allow them to crystallize. So I hope that's pleasing to you, and I hope you feel that's a beautiful way to present the first part, and we'll just incorporate all those things into the universal work, because the first part has to have a reflection of his, you might say, his impersonal aspect, at least at the beginning, because in the beyond state, God has no personality. So when he comes as man, then he has a personality. So we'll go from the impersonal to the personal, and then into the total contemporary situation, and what we envision for the next 100 years. So I hope you're pleased, Bao. I mean, we're really trying to do the best we can, and of course, the burden of all this is on me, because none of these people feel they can do that, and then I feel it has to be done to reflect the purity of consciousness here, and that the purity of consciousness that you reflect and that shines through you, that comes from the purest of the pure. So you see, this book will require 3 drafts, and I'm not hesitant about that. I am in no hurry. But I feel over the next nine months, it'd be done. And if sooner, great. But I want to be completely satisfied, and you too, before this book goes to press. The book designer has a copy of the avatar, the first part, which we changed to the ancient one, which is actually good in the sense that it's a great introduction to Mary Baba for him. And when he sees what we've done with that, he'll really be impressed. And this man is probably one of the most sophisticated book designers in America, and he's been recommended by Arnold Banks. So we'll probably stay with him instead of Elaine Cox, because he has an objective view, which we need. Plus, he really is got excellent aesthetic taste, and can perhaps help us blend the best of all that's been accomplished in history and culture into a good modern civilization. So my intuition says go with him, because he just seems to have the credentials that we need, and It's important that we establish a new tone of a new standard of excellence, something worthy of the highest of the high, and worthy of well, you will reveal for the first time he is the King of Kings. I mean, your parts on the kings will be incorporated into the Ancient One piece, and we'll keep those. So people begin to reflect, and then with the photographs of Narayan Maharaj with Mir Baba, people will really see that Baba is the Lord of Lords. Now, regarding the photographs and your part on the Perfect Master, what we're going to do is we'll have I have a picture of Narayan Maharaj playing the flute, dressed as Lord Krishna. So we'll put a quote under that, how the Perfect Master acts as the Lord, and in this case, Lord Krishna, and then have a picture of Mir Baba actually portraying Lord Krishna, and how Mir Baba reflects Lord Krishna. So, in that sense, we have that. And